I can see that it's something that you care about in more than just your music as well, because you work with this project that I want to bring up, the MCC Community Futures on the Speak Your Mind series. Can you tell me about what this is and what your involvement in it was?
Speak Your Mind is an ongoing program, which I partake in about two or three semesters per year. Yeah, we work with youth ages 18 to 25, I believe, mostly in the early 20s. It started off as just a solitary program, and then it's morphed into a kind of a part of a bigger program. MCC is working on youth work placement and skill building, and just teaching all sorts of life skills to youth who participate in the program. And then now a segment of that program is called Speak Your Mind, which I've been given the honor of leading. And in that segment, I help the youth discover creative writing skills, whether it's storytelling through just story writing, or poetry, or spoken word, or if they want to explore musical aspects. It's a 5-week program. Yeah, we have a lot of fun, and this year we had to do it over Zoom, of course, but it was still fantastic. Probably one of my favorite intakes this year, actually, the last one. And then CIBL has been a great partner in that. Aaron has been just incredible to work with. He's for the past couple of years now, pre-COVID, he would allow me to bring the participants in to your studio, and you record every student's final piece and give them the opportunity to air it on the radio. And he would also send it around to all the other community radios, allow it to be aired nationally. And I think that's just so magical for people who have never really explored this creative outlet. And there have been students who, it's their first time exploring it. And then for some students, they're coming back to it after years of one time feeling the joy of creative writing, and now returning to it after 7 years or 10 years and that kind of stuff. So it's for me, it's a very wholesome feeling to be able to work with youth in this capacity. And the return on investment for me is great, because at the end of every course, the joy I get back from these participants is just, it's overwhelming.
Yeah, no, it sounds like you have an incredibly rewarding lifestyle going on. I'm happy for you. That's great. Congratulations. And it's good to see so much work happening as well from someone who's creative in the Valley. Because in the Valley, your voice can go a really long way. Definitely.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
About your record, you said that it was going to be your first South Asian record releasing on January 8th. We got a large population in Surrey. We got a large population in Abbey. Are you working with Punjabi like music stores or something to promote it?
No, not really. It's just all online.
Okay, it's going to be an online operation. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, all my releases are online, and I do sell like physical copies of things for the diehard fans who still have CD players, but other than that, most of my releases are just online.
Okay.
You said that you have been banking content throughout the year since you've had so much time at home, and that you have this record coming out. Can you tell us about what your release plan is actually like?
I'm more or less spontaneous, I'm going to say. It kind of went on this Punjabi rap binge over the past, I'm going to say maybe 3 or 4 months. After I released Karma, I started to feel like I want to rap in Punjabi again. And like, that's what I started doing back in like 2008, 2009, before I ever released anything. I was exploring rapping in Punjabi, and I was doing it at home. Oh. I was recording it and all this. And I remember I had a friend whose sister worked at Red FM, Gurpreet.
Yeah.
And she had me in on an interview, and she was the first person to ever air any St. Soldiers music, and it was terribly mixed, and it was just awful. Like, it was just, but she played it, you know, and that was my first taste of having music on the radio, and I had my friends with me, and we were all so proud and all this stuff. And then I went into exploring more like socially conscious music and wanting to share, you know, my deeper insights and stuff. And so I wanted to speak to a wider audience. So I was doing music where, you know, the hooks were in Punjabi, sung by my friend, and then I would do something. I would rap in English. Also, I think I'm more versatile in English with my language skills. In Punjabi, I mean, I can read and write Punjabi, but my vocabulary is not as diverse. And so,
you're ahead of me, you know. At least you can read it.
Yeah, no, I'm lucky. I'm lucky. I went to Punjabi school when I was a kid, so up until grade 7, I went to the Smish in Abbotsford.
Yeah.
And on that note, here's an Easter egg. The Smish Punjabi school logo is an interesting story. When I was in grade 4 there, they held a contest for the students to design a logo for the school. Mm-hmm. And my design won that contest. So the logo that they have today is still the same logo that I designed when I was.
Oh my God, so cool.
Yeah. So, so that school, they taught me Punjabi and how to read and write and a lot of the spiritual studies.
Yeah.
All that stuff that's been a big part of my life. So I'm really grateful to that school. But yeah, coming back to what I'm doing now, like the music I've been writing, focusing on speaking to the Punjabi community on this similar message that I've been sharing in English, and just kind of making that shift towards exploring my own abilities in Punjabi, my rhyming abilities and delivery and melodic abilities, all that kind of stuff. Now exploring that in my mother tongue is quite a joy, I must say. I'm having a lot of fun with it. And so for when it comes to releasing this stuff, I've just been kind of like this first song I'm releasing is again, it's a song of gratitude, really. It starts off with, you know, being thankful to God, being thankful to my father for his work and all of this stuff, and being thankful for being in Canada. You know, I was born in India. I could have been living there, and I see the struggles. I have family there. I see the struggles that exist there, and I would not have the peace of mind and life I have today if I wasn't here. So just being grateful for everything, and I want to share that, whatever these feelings are personal to me, if they're gratitude or whatever. And within it, I do have my political thoughts, like towards like certain political ideologies and things like that, and I just try to be as honest with my perspective as I can. And basically now I'm doing it in Punjabi and English, and that's how I want to start the new year.
Wow, well, that sounds like a great plan, and I'm really looking forward to hearing what you put out.
Thank you, Ellie, and thank you for having me on here again. You guys are awesome, and I appreciate the support that CIVL has given me through the years. I truly do.
For sure. Okay, well, thank you. Have a great day and a good new year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.